hier zit, en dit is Corpus Christi. Het is zoals today. Second van St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke and said, take ye and eat, this is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, this chalice is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink of the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that chalice. For he that eat and drink unworthily eat and drink judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. Let's turn that to hear the most holy gospel. Take it from St. John. At that time Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eat me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eat this bread shall live forever. Dear friends, dear colleagues, especially here in England. So it's a great feast of Corpus Christi. And we will really explain the greatness of this little sacrament, the most little sacrament. Especially because it's a miracle of miracles. Our Lord wanted to be among us, to give us his own flesh, his own blood to drink, and to unite us to him, himself. So we can put three reasons why this ceremony is so important. First, because the church wants us to adore the divine presence under the sacrament, in a visible sacramental manner. The divine presence among us, our Lord Jesus Christ, is tremendous, beautiful. It's the greatest possible miracle, the greatest way of showing his love for us. And not only that, his divine presence in the great sacrament, he wants us to eat him. Drink his blood, to be part of us completely, as food, as a daily food, spiritual food. The second reason is because God wants us to praise his power as God. This is very important also. So Corpus Christi reminds us how much God can do, he has done, and he will do. So we can never be discouraged, and we can never doubt. Whatever he wants to do, he will do it. But we cannot hesitate when we pray, when we ask for. Especially when we have a friend, a brother, a father, who is God himself. The third reason that we may be humble and be in thanksgiving, in humility, before the majesty of God under the Blessed Sacrament. Remember that our Lord humbled himself until the cross and the death of the cross in obedience. And he is in the Blessed Sacrament precisely under that abasement, that humility, that humiliation, just with the purpose of being with us. So he wants us to be at his foot, as we were at his foot, praising him, giving thanks to him, continually. Especially when we have the Blessed Sacrament here, always, we have been having this, in this fight, our Lord presence, in this Blessed Sacrament. Another reason is that our Lord instituted the Blessed Sacrament on Holy Thursday. So Holy Thursday has become precisely the day of the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Priesthood. And because Holy Thursday has been focusing the liturgy on the Passion especially, on the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, so the Church wanted to have a special Thursday. Especially the day was chosen by Pope Urban IV, especially after the octave of Pentecostes, because he wanted to have a special honor after we have received the wisdom and the gift of the Holy Ghost, the teaching, the great light of the Holy Ghost, on those moments of Pentecostes having started on the Holy Truth Day of Corpus Christi. By the way, it should not be moved, cannot be moved, because precisely the purpose is to celebrate with a great solemnity the institution of the Blessed Sacrament. This is the Church, and spirit of the Church and the will of the Church for all the centuries. So first we have to meditate that our Lord took our human nature and became precisely humble until the death of the cross, and decided to hide himself on the Blessed Sacrament and the species of the bread and wine. All those things our Lord did in order to lift us up to his divinity, so that we may become like him, sharing his life, his joy, his happiness, his merits being ours, his own life, his own inheritance. It's all the teachings of this feast. So basically, let's remember that our Lord delivered up for us all the human things that he received, all that the human things that he had, all for our salvation. Our Lord wants us to do the same. It's the reason why, you know, our Lord said in the Gospel, the seed has to be planted and has to die in order to bear fruits. So this is one of the main teachings of the Catholic religion. We are here to be sacrificed, to give up everything from God, to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, to be crucified with our Lord, in him and for him and by him, through him, in order to continue the salvation, our salvation initiated by our Lord Jesus Christ, for us and for many. So that reminds us the importance of penance, of mortification, of meditating upon the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, of being on the cross with him. Especially in this crisis, to be fighting a dead fight against the enemies of our Lord, in order to be witness of his love, of his faith, of his treasures, of his will, of his Catholic religion, in public, on the face of all the dangers, we are bearing witnesses of that reality. We are obliged to do it. So all human things we have to give up. It's the meaning of baptism. It's the meaning of being Catholic. It's the meaning of confirmation. It's the meaning of Holy Communion. But remember, the Holy Communion is many wheat grains joined together, crushed, to make the dough and eventually the bread. This is the body of Christ, the mystical body of Christ, joined together in one sacrifice to be offered up on the cross to His Father. This is the Mass. It's exactly what we receive. This union with our Lord's sentiments and His soul, which is the Holy Ghost. This is exactly the spirit of the Catholic Church, to be in constant sacrifice, constant fight, constant union with our Lord. In fraternal charity, because we give up everything for the others, for our neighbor. It's a sacrifice for our Lord and for our brothers. Also, to remember by this feast that we must print in our hearts all charity, all the sentiments of our Lord, all the consolations that our Lord wants us to give to the others. It's the 14 acts of works of mercy. But to be working constantly for the service of our neighbor, in Christ in our neighbor. Also, let's also reflect in the Gospel, our Lord says something extremely beautiful, deep, important. He says that the communion, to eat his body, his blood, to drink his blood, means to dwell in him, to live in him. That's what he explains in the Gospel of today. Means to have our Lord Jesus Christ living in us, and we living in Him, especially living the sanctifying grace, living the gift of God of Himself. This communion, our Lord, is the explanation of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel. I live in you, you live in me. You receive me, I receive you. As one body, as one blood, as one unity. This is why so, in this life we can understand now the importance of the fight that we are having to protect our Lord's unity in the faith. Because our Lord doesn't promise any union outside the faith. So faith, holy faith, the entrance to this communion, to this charity, to this love, to this life of our Lord Jesus Christ. So anyone compromising the faith is no entering. It's missing the whole point, it's missing the goal, missing the requirement. Our Lord said very clear, no? Without the faith, it's impossible to please God. This is why we have to give our lives for one little dogma, one word of our holy faith, we have to give our life to defend it. So whoever is not dwelling in Christ basically is eating up his own condemnation. So anyone who is not living for Christ as a priority, as the first commandment tells us, that person is working for his condemnation. So, to be Catholic is to dwell in Christ, to be in Him, by faith, hope, and charity, basically. So what does it mean to live for me? This is in the Gospel of today. They will live by me, through me, to myself. This is what means the communion. Means that by Holy Communion, we are united in His life, to Him, with Him. So they will live through by me. Whoever wants to be saved will live by me. That we will come together, become one Holy Trinity, to live in Him, and we will be one. And this is precisely what is Holy Communion about. The Blessed Sacrament. But also remember, so this feast also, this Blessed Sacrament remind us that our Lord is in the Blessed Sacrament in order to elevate us to a great degree of perfection, holiness, of calling of the children of God. Thanks to his state of humiliation in his real presence in the Blessed Sacrament. It's beautiful because when we are in adoration, when we are receiving Holy Communion, when we are at Mass, we are witnessing our Lord's passion and death, his humility, his humiliation, so that we may do the same. It's the way to help the others and to glorify God and to be able to be safe following the saints. So to be part of his mystical body, by eating it, in order to continue that unity. But let's remember that the unity, the communion is precisely something as a habit. So we have to strive to do a spiritual communion every so often. The saints will do it every 5 minutes, spiritual communion. The desire to be with our Lord, with like our Lord, to drink in his love, in his perfections, in his beauty, in the contemplation of his essence, in the best we can through the faith, no? In the best of our abilities, through the gifts of the Holy Ghost, a contemplation can always grow according to the Holy Ghost wishes and gifts of the Holy Ghost. We should be striving every 5 minutes at least just to have that union with our Lord. No, it's good to remember because particularly in this crisis of the church, our Lord expects that having no sacraments, having no priests, having no so much consolations and sacramental consolations, we continue this union by the desire, by the spiritual communion, by through faith, hope, and charity. He expects, he wants to see that in us. Yes. He will give us that grace to be growing strong and fervent in his love, in grace. But he wants to do us to see the he wants to see the effort. That we don't compromise the faith, that we don't diminish our hope, that we want to continue growing in love in spite of everything, in spite of being among wolves and devils and apostasy. So basically, eternal life is to eat his flesh. Beautiful concept. Therefore, because life everlasting is his sound body, our Lord's body and blood, therefore we cannot see the Blessed Sacrament in a human way. It's precisely one of the problems of traditional Catholics. Compromising groups, they see the Mass, the Blessed Sacrament, in a human way. How? Well, by looking at our Lord as the bread in a human way. So in a human way, if we don't eat, we die eventually. So they see the Mass and the Holy Communion in a human way. Well, if I don't have Mass, it's enough to have valid Mass because I need the nourishment in order to keep going. No, it's a human way of looking at the great reality of the sacrament. That is precisely the problem. It's the reason why the Novus Ordo sent out all these divine mysteries and change for something human, because they wanted to see, they wanted the reward or to see or feel in a human way the realities of the faith. So they changed the faith and the event reality for something human, in a feeling, in a sentimental way. So we receive this life through the Holy Ghost, because our Lord has become our Father, our brother, our friend, our all. So we are members of his body, vivified by the Holy Ghost. So our Lord said very clear, my words are life and are spirit and life. I say in English maybe it's not accurate, but our Lord says my words, my preaching, my what I have taught you are spirit and life. It's exactly what we're saying. It's like we have to see whatever teaching of our holy faith, we have to see it through the faith in a divine, looking at the divine life, as God sees it and as God lives it. So basically the Mass and Holy Communion is in a divine way given to us. It's given to us in a divine way. Means we have to be united to these realities by hope, faith and charity. It's why I'm really against the online, precisely because the online is interfering this connection by faith, hope and charity with the realities, these divine realities. So our Lord was to renew in us, to transform in us, that we may have His life, and life eternal, everlasting life. We just keep united to Him, because we are united to Him only by faith, but in reality, effectively, in reality, by living His life, His love, His promises. He's already given to us. So this is so beautiful, this feast. So our Lord today is telling us all the doctrine, contemplating our Lord and His love, but without taking into account with His love joined to us in the Blessed Sacrament, is included the cross, the Holy Cross, His passion and death, His humility, fraternal charity, and all the promises of our Lord, all together. It's a great song on the year, Corpus Christi. And we never forget that all our nourishment comes from this reality. This is a reality of the faith and of the charity of God. May our Lady and the Joseph help us in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.